Toda kutenda mfudzi zvakare manero ano.
Just want to appreciate the pastor tonight again.
Vandipa zvakare mukana wekuti ndive ndinomira pano.
You have given me another opportunity to stand before you.
Amen. Vari muno vakagara zvako kumashure uko.
He is seated at the back.
Amen. Tinoremekedza mufundisi wedu.
We respect our pastor.
Amen.
Amen.
Nokutitendera kuti timirewo pano.
Allowing us to stand before you.
Ivo varipo zvavo.
While he is here.
Kuzvandinozva kuti munowanzoziva kuti dzimwe nguva tinomira pavanenge vasipo kazhinji kacho.
Normally we stand here when he is not around.
Isinodo zvakare kuti kana vachinge varipo tinge takagara tichingodya.
We enjoy to feast while we are seated when he is around.
Amen.
Amen.
Asi vangoti pamukana kuti pamwe tinogona kupedzisa mari dzedu yatakatinayo.
To finish the message which we had on
Wednesday. In fact, hatingati kupedzisa asi kungoona kuti tingangokomberawo papi.
Not say to finish, but to see how where we can wind up.
Amen.
Amen.
Right, so can turn our Bibles to 2 Peter chapter 2.
2 Peter chapter 2, my Bible.
Sorry, chapter 3. 2 Peter chapter 3.
2 Peter chapter 3.
Amen.
Amen.
From verse 1.
Kubva ndima 1.
This second epistle, beloved, I now write unto you, in both which I stay up your pure minds by way of remembrance.
Vadikani ii ndiyo mwadi echipiri andinokunyorera izvino panai dzedzi dzose mbiri dzinomutsa ndarangarira dzenyu dzichi ndichikuye uchidzai.
Okay, maybe we can all follow in our Bibles. I'll just read in English to save our time. Because I see it's already 10 past 7. Right. That you may be mindful of the words which were spoken before by the holy prophets and of the commandment of us, the apostles of the Lord and Savior, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lusts, and saying, where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and the perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. The last verse, 14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent, that you may be found of him in peace, without spot or and blameless. Amen. Tinamate.
Let's pray.
Baba vedu muri kumusoro kudenga, tinodzoka zvakare pamberi pausi wenyu. Tinoda kukutendai magwaro enyu matsvene ataverenga. Tinonamata nokukumbira kuti ishe muve munounza baba mweya wechizaruro ishe pakati pedu. Baba wakanaka, tinotenda kuti ishoko renyu ramakataura imi baba kuti ishe haridi dudzuro yemunhu. Ishe wakanaka nokuti vaprofita vakare vakanga vachisundwa nemweya mutsvene kuti vataure mashoko iwaya. Tinokukumbirai kuti muuye nokuti padudziro tenzi. Ishe muchiedza cheshoko ramakazura mazuva anokupedzisira. Nokuti muprofita wakatiudza chakavanzika, ndaicho changa chakavanzwa asi chazurwa nemweya, asi panoramba paine a supernatural element. Saka tinotoda Ishe makanaka mweya mutsvene kuti utizarurire. Kunyange vatiri kuti tiri kutaura pamessage yakazururwa mazuva ano okupedzisira. Tinokumbira nekuisa zvose izvi mumaoko enyu muzita raIshe Jesu Kristu. Amen. Tigarei pasi.
You may be seated.
Chiti Ishe vawedzere maropafadzo pakuverenga kweshoko ravo.
Add blessings to the reading of his word.
Amen. Maybe just a quick review of what we said on Wednesday. We also read Revelation chapter 21:5, where it says, "And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful." Amen. These words are true and faithful. Amen. We took our title from that verse, "Behold, I make all things new." Amen.
Amen.
We saw Peter speaks of three worlds. He spoke of the world that was, and the world that is, and the world that is to come. And we saw that the world that was is the antediluvian world, and the world that is the one that we are living right now. And the world that is to come, that is the one after the millennium, the new heaven and the new earth. Amen. Because the last verse said, or the 13th verse, "Nevertheless, we, according to the promise, look for new heavens and a new earth." Amen. So the world that was, the world that is, and the world that is to come. Right. And we also saw what the prophet said. Amen. The way that God redeems men is the same way that he redeems the earth that this redeemed man is going to dwell in. Amen. Because we see that after the fall of man, amen, the earth needed to be redeemed. Amen.
Amen.
And we know the stages of redemption. Amen. You are justified, you are sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. And then you are a new creature in Christ. Amen. And we also saw that the prophet says the earth received its justification after the preaching of Noah and was baptized with water. Amen. When it was covered with the floods of Noah, the earth received its baptism. Amen. And the earth was also sanctified when the Lord Jesus Christ came and he died on the cross, and his blood is the blood that sanctified.
Amen.
And the third stage is we're going to see the earth has to be baptized with the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. And we read from 2 Peter, I mean where we've just read from. Amen. Where we see the world on fire. Amen. Speaks of fervent heat. Amen. Right. Now we spoke of the sequence of events that are about to happen. Maybe we'll just quickly go to those events.
I believe I cannot want another time.
Amen.
Amen.
We want to wind it up together. Amen.
Amen.
Right. I think we gave you the quotations where the prophet speaks about the earth receiving its water baptism and also receives its sanctification. Amen. But we want you to take note that the world that was, amen, that's the antediluvian world. Right? And the world that is, right, that's after the flood, right up to the time after the millennium. That is the world that is. Amen. Because this is all time. And then the world that is to come is after the millennium, after the white throne judgment. When John says, "Behold, write a new heaven and a new earth." So that's the world that is to come.
Amen.
And of course, we spoke about, you know, the men of Genesis 1:26 and the men of Genesis 2:7. Genesis 2:7.
Amen.
Amen. And we saw when we are talking of this second 7,000 years. Amen. We are counting from the man of Genesis 2:7. It could not be the man of Genesis 1:26. Amen.
Amen.
Because the man of Genesis 2:7, when he transgressed and God brought judgment, he says, "You are dust. To dust you will return." Amen.
Amen.
But the man of Genesis 1:26, we know he did not come from the earth. He was created in God's own image and likeness. Though we saw that this man of Genesis 1:26 was put into the man of Genesis 2:7. Amen. So you and me, like when the prophet says you are God's attributes, he is not referring to this cloud of Zimbabwean dust. Amen. But the attribute, the part that was in the mind of God. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Just want to see where we can get into. Because again, I'm forced to leave quite a number of things here. Right. And we saw the first 2,000 years. That's when the earth received its baptism. And the second 2,000. Right. The earth was sanctified. And then the third 2,000. Which is where we are. Right? Because we said we are counting, we are in 2017. Amen. From the death of Christ. Amen. So this is 6,000 years. The prophet says man has been on earth for 6,000 years. But what is following is not destruction. Right? Just before the destruction, amen, there's something that you want to look at there. Amen.
Amen.
Because it's not another 2,000 that are coming. Because remember, we are looking at 1 week. Like the first week of creation, amen. First 6 days, God was putting order on the earth. Amen. And the seventh day he rested. Amen. And man has been, you know, laboring for 6,000 years. Amen. And the seventh, man has to rest. Amen.
Amen.
Which is the millennium. The prophet says, now you see it's at the door. The next thing is watching for the coming of the Lord. All the other signs are blending right in with it. So that's why tonight that I try to get the people to stay exactly on the promised word. Just what the word says, stay right with it. Amen. As we see these events, you can actually see that time is no more. It's no longer time to play church, brother, sister. Amen.
Amen.
Process, look, the first thing, the world was condemned under Adam's fall from the word. The preaching of Noah brought justification, and God baptized the earth with water. Then along came the Son and dropped his blood upon it to sanctify it, to claim it for his own. Then the final wind up, the renovation, will be fire that will burn every gem. Everything, it will go for 1,000 miles high in the air. And then what? I saw a new heaven and a new earth. First heaven and first and earth were passed away. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, descending from God out of heaven, adorned as a bride for a husband. Amen.
Amen.
Right. So we said, as we look, we have to take a closer look at the sequence with the scriptures and what the prophet says. We said when the bride goes up, which is exactly what is about to happen. Amen. Because what we are expecting is the rapture. Amen. So as the bride goes up, Laodicea goes into chaos. Amen. Tribulation period sets in, which is 3.5 years. The foolish virgins are purged during this period. Amen. And so that Israel also gets its prophets of Moses and Elijah, the two witnesses of Revelation 11, verse 3. Amen. Verse 3 says, I will give power unto my two witnesses, and they shall prophesy 1,260 days, clothed in sackcloth. Amen.
Amen.
Right? The two witnesses, they prophesy 1,260 days.
Amen.
Now the prophet says, we have three calendars. There is the old astronomy calendar. Amen. Right? And then, right, the Julian calendar. That's the old astronomy calendar, which was 365 1/4 day in a year. It says the astronomy calendar or Julian calendar, it had 365 1/4 day in a year. Amen. And then the second calendar is the Roman calendar, which is what we are using now.
Amen.
It has 365 days in a year. Amen. And then the third one is the prophetic or Jewish calendar, which has 360 days in a year. Amen. You get that in the 70th week of Daniel. Amen. Right? Because we want to look at this scripture, verse 3 of Revelation 11, where it says these prophets or these witnesses will prophesy for 203 days. Amen.
Amen.
Right? Now the prophetic calendar, the prophet says it's 360 days. Amen.
Amen.
Right? And the 360 days, right, to get the number of days in a month, we just divide by 12. And we get 30 days. So the prophetic calendar, the month has 30 days. But this Roman calendar, sometimes we have 30, and then we have 31, and we have 28 February. Right. Okay. Right. Now these prophets, I'm according to the scripture,
it's
1,260 days.
It
says 1,203 score. And we know a score is 20. So 3 score, that's 60. So it's 1,260. So we divide that by 30 to get the number of months, which is 42. And then you divide by 12 to get the number of years, and we get 3.5 years. Amen. So the two witnesses are going to preach for 3.5 years.
Amen.
So let's also see where these 3.5 years are mentioned in the Bible pertaining to the Jews. Amen. Daniel chapter 9. It speaks of 70 weeks, which says, are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. Amen.
Amen.
Of course, we are not going into the 7 weeks, but we just want to look at the 3.5 years, because they are mentioned there as well.
It
says 7 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city. These are prophetic weeks. Amen.
Amen.
Right? Because a week, we know that a week is 7 days. But these are actually years. Amen.
Amen.
Is that it? So, to get the number of years from these 70 weeks, what do we do? We multiply 70 times 7. And then we get 490 years. Amen?
Amen.
All right. These are the number of years determined upon the Jewish people, Daniel's people, to finish the transgression, to make an end of sins, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the holy place. Amen.
Amen.
Right? Now, the scripture says, verse 25, know therefore and understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks and 62 weeks. Amen.
Amen.
7 weeks. 3 score, which is 60. So that's 7 weeks plus 60, you get 67. And then 2 weeks. Amen.
Amen.
So how many weeks altogether? 69. Amen.
Amen.
And the street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous times. So we have 70 times plus 60 plus 2 gives us
69.
Amen. But we want to look at it as the number of years. So it's 69 weeks
times
7, we get 483 years. Amen. So from the going forth of the commandment to rebuild Jerusalem unto the Messiah is 483 years or 69 weeks. Amen.
Amen.
Right. 69. But when we multiplied 70 times 7, we got how many years? 490. So all the number of years allotted to Daniel's people must be 490. Amen. But now from the going forth of the commandments to the Messiah when he came, it's 483 years or 69 weeks. So there remaineth 1 week. Amen. Or 7 years. We together? Amen.
Amen.
Right. And we see, right, that the Messiah comes when 483 years have lapsed. And he starts his ministry, and in the midst of that week, Messiah is cut off. Christ preached for 3.5 years, which is half a week. Amen.
Amen.
So there still remains 3.5 years for the Jews, which is fulfilled by this two prophets of Revelation 11. So we see in Daniel, it connects with Revelation 11. Amen. That's the sealing of the 144,000. According to Revelation 7:4. I heard the number of them which were sealed. They were sealed in 144,000 of all the tribes of the children of Israel. Amen.
Amen.
Now, I know when you read 70 weeks of Daniel, it looks like 1 week is remaining. Amen. Let's look at this. Right, it looks like. But it's not. You go to the seals and other messages, The prophet shows that there is only 3.5 years remaining, which is exactly according to the scripture. Look at this. The 7th week of Daniel, paragraph
88.
There it is exactly. 483 years. From the going forth of the commandment to restore, right, the building till the time of the prince was rejected makes exactly 483 years. That's the prophet. This is why I said when you read 7 weeks, right, at times it looks like there remains 7 years.
Amen.
According to this quotation. Amen.
Amen.
But what does the prophet say? When you get these things that seem to contradict themselves in the Bible, you sit down and study it. And prayerfully like that. And the first thing you know, the Holy Spirit begins to move in. After a while, you see it ties together. And there you got it. That's knowledge. It's the prophet.
Amen.
Eh? In the Bible, things that seem to contradict themselves. Amen.
Amen.
So even when we read this message, you find those things that seem to contradict. But the prophet says, sit down, study, prayerfully. The first thing you know, the Holy Spirit begins to move in. After a while, you see it ties together. Amen.
Amen.
Because there are a lot of places where he speaks like this. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Because panotanga kunetsa chanya yacho.
Where the issue starts to, where
right.
the problem starts.
Amen. The Bible said
Bible
from the going forth of the commandment to build Jerusalem to Messiah the prince is 483. But here the prophet said to the rejecting, where he was rejected.
It appears as if it's contradicting.
And it's for a purpose.
Amen.
Amen.
So that when others see it, to affect them,
and then we'll see ya.
They will go away, they leave.
Amen. But to the brides, they sit down. They studied prayerfully.
See
God move. Let's go to first 5th seal and hear what the prophet says now. In the time of Daniel, amen, paragraph 290, yes?
298.
Right. The second half of the 70th week. Amen.
Amen.
He says the second half of the 70th week. Amen.
Amen.
Now remember, Messiah was to be cut off in the midst. Says that's the middle. Well, what's half of seven?
Half of seven, yeah.
Congregation says 3.5.
Amen.
Amen. Right? 3.5.
3.5.
And the prophet asks the church, how long did Christ preach? The congregation says 3.5. And the prophet says, that's right. Now, but there is determined yet to the people, what? Another 3.5 years. Amen.
Amen.
Because we are looking at the time of tribulation. And the purpose of the 3.5 years. Amen. What will be happening?
Right.
So that's the first quotation where the prophet puts it clear. Amen. 483 years and then Christ came. Amen. He begins his ministry. Amen. To complete this 70th week or the week that's remaining. But in the midst of that week, he's rejected, he's cut off. And the prophet is saying, so there is 3.5 years remaining. Amen. Right. Well, during this time, why? See what happens. Is the Gentile bride is selected in the seven church ages and goes up. Right?
Amen.
Christ comes, he preaches 3.5 years and is rejected. Amen.
Amen.
But during the time of his rejection by the Jews, the bride comes in. Amen.
Amen.
Seven church ages. Right. And the end of the seven church ages, the bride is caught up. Amen. And then the other 3.5 years come into place.
Amen.
Because when Moses and Elijah preached to the Jews, the bride won't be here on earth.
Amen.
Right. I'll give you maybe another quotation. I know we've got some message students here. In the mouth of two or three witnesses. This was the fifth seal. And the sixth seal. Remember, the opening of the book. The mystery is revealed. These are the seals. And this is where we are taking it from. Notice these messengers now. Paragraph 197. These messengers of Revelation. Of course, it says Revelation 12. These two prophets. Amen. They are going to preach. The kingdom is at hand. See, the kingdom of heaven is to be set up. The time. Last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week. Amen. Last 3.5 years. Because the first 3.5 years of the 70th week were fulfilled when Christ preached. And here says, last 3.5 years of Daniel's 70th week promised to the Jews, his people. Remember now that to prove that this is Daniel's last part of the 70th week. I got a question on that for tomorrow. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Okay. Amen. And we also said, when the bride goes up, right? The devil is cast down. Amen.
Amen.
You know, he's the prince of the air. Amen. He goes up and down. Amen. Of course, we know what the Bible says when he was cast down. Amen. But he goes up and down. At one time, he came before God and his host. And God asked him, where are you coming from? From going up and down. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. But he's cast down.
Amen.
Amen. And he incarnates himself in the Pope. And the Pope becomes a beast.
Eh?
This Antichrist spirit, the prophet says, runs in three. My God, help me. Amen. He runs in three. Was Antichrist a spirit? Then he became a false prophet and will become the beast when the bride goes up.
Amen.
Satan comes and becomes incarnate in the Pope. Once you go to Revelation 13, you read of the beast that came out of the water. And the dragon, that Satan, gave power unto this beast. And later on you find this beast was given mouth to speak. Amen. That's the Pope. I was speaking to my wife, you know, last night. And for my family, I said, you know, atinya sorova kana kutsonda Roman Catholic zvakakwana.
We don't hit on the Roman Catholic Church enough.
Munozo apana kana kana ka ounce kana ka ounce ke humwari.
An ounce of godliness in that Roman Catholic Church.
Because the Revelation 13 says, the dragon gives power and authority to this beast who was given a mouth to speak. So he's a false prophet, this Pope.
Amen.
The beast that came out of the water, the Bible says, it got a deadly wound. But that wound was healed. Amen. It was the Roman Empire. And how did it recover? It came up as the Papal Rome. Amen. But it's the same devil. Amen. Let's see what the prophet says. I know you want a quotation for that. First seal. Paragraph 363. When the church goes up, Satan comes down. Then Satan incarnates himself in the Antichrist. Right. And is called the beast.
Eh?
Then in Revelation 13, he says the markdown. Now remember, the Antichrist and the beast is the same self-spirit. There is a trinity. It's three stages of the same devil power. Remember Nicolaitan, it had to be incarnate before it could be crowned. Now watch the three stages. First stage, he is called Antichrist spirit. Second stage, he is called the false prophet. Third stage, he is called the beast. Amen. Now, a summary of the 3.5 years. Amen. The prophet says here, this sixth seal, now being open, it was for a threefold purpose. Now here was the purposes. Because we also saw that during the tribulation period, the foolish virgins are purged. Amen. Right. Paragraph 388. The first thing was that the sleeping virgin had to go through the tribulation period for purification. Amen. And she had to be purged of her sins of unbelief and rejecting the message. Now, I can't go
there and read this and just stop there.
Sins of unbelief and rejecting the message. But according to the scriptures, when you reject the message, there's nothing left but judgment. Amen. Go into the world, preach the gospel. Them that believe will be saved, and those who reject, they are condemned. But the prophet goes on to explain, because this he calls them sleeping virgins, but they actually, those are the foolish virgins.
Amen.
Says, right, this she was done on the tribulation period. Purification. We see they wind up over here in Revelations, right? 7, between the 6th and the 7th chapter here. That she had to be purged. She had been purged. And she had been given her robes. Now, she is not the bride. You see, the bride is done gone up. We're talking of the 3.5 years. Amen. Right? She is not the bride. But it's the church. The pure people now catch this. Because these are virgins. She's a virgin. These five foolish virgins, according to the scripture. Amen.
Amen.
Right? The pure people that didn't have the opportunity maybe to receive the message or in some way that they were blinded by these false prophets. All these false prophets that are coming up. No, these are false prophets. And what is not the prophet that they cannot
hear about? We never want to hear about prophets again.
And then they miss the true prophet. He says, blinded by these false prophets. They didn't get a chance. And yet, they are really sincere in heart. And God knows their heart. And here they are purged during this time. You see the foolish virgins. Not denominations. Because denominations, amen, they go, amen. Like mother, like daughter. The mother is a war, and the daughters are hallowed. Amen, these are defiled. So they can't be foolish virgins. Right. And then the prophet says, notice it. Another paging, that's for Israel, when she gathers. That's the second fold. God pages Israel in the tribulation period. Out of the millions that gather there, there will be selected 144,000. And they will be paged. Also, God is paging Israel. Right? And paragraph 390 says, notice, there is a whole earth is to be paged. Amen.
Amen.
Right? There will be such a thing that the moon, stars, all nature will be paged. Now, don't confuse this with the fire that we saw at the end of the millennium. Because here he says, the earth is renewing itself, being purged, getting ready for the millennium. The millennium is coming up. Amen. Right? So, this happens in the 3.5 years of tribulation. The bride is gone for the marriage supper. Amen.
Amen.
Right. And we also said, at the end of these 3.5 years, then comes the battle of Armageddon. Revelation 16. And he gathered them together unto a place called in the Hebrew tongue Armageddon. And there fell upon men a great hail out of heaven, every stone about the weight of a talent, and men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail. For the plague thereof was exceeding great. Amen.
Amen.
So, according to the prophet, amen, this way we also see these bombs that they are producing.
Amen.
During this time. To fulfill Malachi 4. There is a day that's coming. That shall burn as an oven. And all the bride and all that do wickedly shall be stubble. The day that cometh shall burn them up. Amen. And you shall tread down the wicked. For there shall be ashes up under the soles of your feet. As we go in the millennium. Amen.
Amen.
Right. Revelation 20, verse 1 to 3. And I saw an angel come down from heaven, having the key of the bottomless pit. and a great chain in his hand, and he laid hold on the dragon, that old serpent, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him 1,000 years, and cast him into the bottomless pit, and shut him up, and set a seal upon him, that he should deceive the nations no more, till the 1,000 years should be fulfilled. And after that, he must be loosed a little season. Amen. So Satan is there, but he's only bound. Amen. And these subjects are in hell. So he's bound by chains of circumstances. On earth, there's no one to deceive. Amen. Because the people that are on earth will be the bride. Amen. And his groom. Amen. In the 1,000 years. The redeemed. Amen. Amen. Right. He has nothing he can do. Just waiting for the resurrection of his subjects. Amen. Right. See, so there is Armageddon. Right. After Armageddon. Right. The bride comes back to earth with the groom to live 1,000 years. We saw the millennium reign. Amen. Revelation 20:4. And I saw thrones, and they sat upon them, and judgment was given unto them, and I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God. No, this is not the white throne judgment, because remember, Christ is coming to take the throne of David in the millennium. Amen. Right? Hear what the scripture says. Right? I saw the souls of them that were beheaded for the witness of Jesus and for the word of God, which had not worshipped the beast, neither his image, neither had received his mark upon their foreheads or in their hands. And they lived and reigned with Christ 1,000 years. So this is all the millennium. Yes, and we saw that millennium is not new heaven. Though we saw before the millennium setting, there is a paging. But this doesn't bring in the new heaven and the new earth. Right. Future home, the prophet says, this millennium reign, this 1,000 years, is not the new earth. See, the millennium reign is a different reign. Amen. Of course, we will be reigning. Amen. That's what we go into the millennium. But that isn't the new earth, the new heaven. No, no. That's just a rest place. See, rest period, not at all new heavens and new earth. For you see, in the millennium, we have things that would not go into that. It's a type of the old seventh day. Out at Eden, the seventh day, after he made the world, the seventh day he rested. So that's the millennium. Amen. But see that all the wicked, they are in hell. Amen. So they're still there. Amen. So it can't be new heaven and new earth. Amen. Right. At the end of the millennium. Amen. We see the white throne judgment. Revelation 20:7, quickly. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison and shall go out to deceive the nations which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. And they went upon the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of the saints and the beloved city, and the fire came down from God out of heaven, devoured them. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophets are. Amen. We saw that the false prophet is already in the furnace of fire. Amen. He was cast, right? Just before the millennium set in. Amen. Right. And I saw a great white throne. Verse 11. And him that sat on it, from whose face the earth and heaven fled away. And there was no place for them. And I saw the dead, small and great, stand before God. And the books were opened. And another book was opened, which is the book of life. And the dead were judged out of those things which were in the, written in the books, according to their works. The sea gave up the dead which were in them. And death and hell delivered up the dead which were in them. And they were judged every man according to their works. And death and hell were cast in the lake of fire. This is the second death. Amen. That's the white throne judgment. Amen. What takes place at the white throne judgment? Amen. Right. Apart from these who are being judged, we see people who are going to be given white robes. Amen.
Amen.
The Jews,
my Judah,
who rejected Christ. When they said, away with him, give us
Barabbas,
they are going to be given white robes at the white throne judgment. And the foolish virgins, those who were right, and those who were good to the bride. Amen. People are receiving eternal life. They are being given at the white throne judgment. Those Jews who rejected Christ are given white robes. The foolish virgins. Amen. And those who were good to the bride. You saw me naked and you clothed me. Amen. You saw me hungry and you fed me. Oh. And they even wonder, Lord, where did we see you hungry and we fed you? Where did we see you naked and we clothed you?
It
says, inasmuch as you did to my children, you did to me. Here are white robes, eternal life. And the prophet says, people, not the bride, not religious people, but people who were good to the bride. And the Miranda was agenda kuno vanashi munoziva akatitaura mumwe wacho.
Servant of God who went to be with the Lord, he told me.
Vakanyaso gutsikana nezvakaona.
He was so convinced with what he saw.
Amen. Kuti uyu ndiye mumwe vanhu vakataura.
This is one of them which were spoken.
Immigration yakabata ma spoken word books thousands and thousands. Chikapo chikupano kuwani mwana mune mwenga.
Which was supposed to be given to the bride.
But the Satan akangomira.
The devil took a hold of him.
Amen. Zvikatora nguva yakareba.
It took a long time before the books were released.
And there was this man.
Pakava nemurume.
Tora pen nomba signa.
Took a pen and signed his signature.
To my books are released.
Let those books be released.
Amen.
Amen.
Good to the bride.
Akaitira mwenga zvakanaka.
At the white throne judgment.
Pachigaro chichena chokutonga.
The Jews all the way from the Lord Jesus, those who rejected him. Remember, the Bible says they were blinded so that we Gentiles could come in. Romans 11. Amen. I would not, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own conceit. That blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles become in. Because we Gentiles are a wild olive branch. We were grafted in. But Israel, the natural branch, they are going to be saved. Amen. So God blinded them. Amen. They were prepared. They were looking for their Messiah. They believed their prophets, those people. It's God who blinded them. Amen. Acts 13. Paul and Barnabas waxed bold. They say it was necessary that this gospel should first be preached unto you. But you see that you've counted yourself unworthy. We turn to the Gentiles. And when the Gentiles heard this, they were glad and glorified the word of the Lord. And as many as were ordained to eternal life believed. But Israel will be saved. No wonder Jesus, standing there at the cross, them Jews howling for his blood. That was his own kids. He was the scripture. He was himself the word. And here, he knowing that those people would have gladly received him. That's the reason he blinded them, so they wouldn't recognize him. He came in such a humble way, blinded them to it, that they wouldn't receive it. The scripture said they would do it. He blinded them, was blinded. Jesus pitied them. Even so much, he said, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they are doing. They were blind. Paul said they were blind for a cause. Amen. Now, I want you to watch this real close, the prophet says. They were given robes. You see? They didn't have them. They were given robes. White robes, each one of them. Now, the saints now, right, already have one. They get it here. But there, they were given robes. And the saints already had theirs. And gone on. They see they had no chance because they were blinded by God, their own father, so that the grace of God could be fulfilled, so the bride could be took from the Gentiles. Okay. Right. 2 Peter chapter 3. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night. We are going to back to that scripture. Amen. In the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought it to be in all holy converse and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Amen. And somebody asks, would you please explain about Satan being bound 1,000 years and being loosed for the battle of Revelation 28, verse 8? It says, what relationship does this have with the battle of Armageddon as mentioned in the fourth seal? Will Gog and Magog be gathered from the people of the new earth? Says, well, this is a long one. I'll just have to hit the spot of it. Amen. Amen. So are we doing? says, will you explain how Satan is bound 1,000 years, being loosed again for the battle of Revelation 20 verse 8? Now, and the prophet says, right, this is not the battle of Armageddon. Amen. Gog and Magog, right? The battle of Armageddon takes place on this side. All right. At when the tribulation, right, period is ended. The tribulation period, so it's 3.5 years. As it ends, there is the battle of Armageddon. So the prophet says the battle of Armageddon takes place on this side. Amen. Right? None. Right, says, now, what relation does this have with the battle of Gog and Magog? And the prophet says, none. There's no relationship. One is this 1,000 years. Amen. And the other one is the end of the 1,000 years. Amen.
Amen.
Satan was loosed out of prison, went to gather all the people, the wicked, to bring them to this place. And God rained fire and brimstone out of heaven. And they were consumed. Says two battles together. Amen. Right. Okay. Now we're going to see this fire. We saw it on Wednesday. And the heavens will pass away with a great noise. Amen. Did you notice here? The heavens will pass away with a great noise. Amen. This is Future Home, paragraph 169. Listen. The whole earth will be on fire. And will ignite the gases that's in the earth and explode it. The Bible said here, Peter said, the heavens will pass away and earth with a great noise. Such an explosion will rock it, because it's going to kill every gems, every thistle, every thorn. Everything there is to be done, the fire will burn it up. And remember, it's not altogether just a literal fire. It's also a holy fire that will take away Satan and all of his, all the devils. We saw that it's at the white throne judgment, where the devil is cast in the lake of fire, where the beast and the false prophets are. Take away Satan, destroy him. Killing all the gems, insects, all natural life on it, around it. Even H2O, the water will explode. Think of it. Says, talk about a noise. Amen.
Amen.
Explode the H2O, the water. For the Bible said here in Revelation 21, there was no more sea. Woo! Yeah. This will change the whole face of the entire earth. She will burst and blow to pieces. All the outside, the crust, and for hundreds of feet below. My. Paragraph 173. Brother Kudzi. Now remember what happened on Wednesday. You know, I had actually finished. Right, and we're standing. But I just felt I should just read this. So when we're outside, you know, he was waiting for me, Brother Kudzi. So he said, I caused you to read that quotation. Amen. He says, you know, I'm going through the Future Home, the book of Future Home. And that part, I enjoyed it very much. Amen. And you had to read that quotation. Now, many of you that want to put down this word, the Greek word pass away. Amen. I thought, how is this world going to pass away? And yet we are going to live on it. But if you will notice, some of you people that wants to put it down, I will spell it for you. I can't pronounce it. Parerechomia. I don't know how to pronounce it. Parerechomia. Heaven and earth will pass away. Now this word means passing from one form to another. It does not mean annihilation, as the English word would mean, pass away, annihilated. But the Greek word here does not mean pass away. It means from passing from one thing to another. Amen. Look, but to pass from one condition, he says, to another. You see what this fire does? Then comes the new heavens and new earth. Eternity and time blends together. Amen.
Amen.
The heaven, the world that was, the world that is, and the world that is to come. The new heaven and the new earth. Because remember, all this time, from the fall of man, amen, right up to the end of the millennium, it's a time period. And the prophet says, now, eternity and time blends together. Amen.
Amen.
Revelation 21.
Amen.
Amen. I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away. And there was no more sea. Eh? There was no more sea. Because of that fire, which the prophet, you know, explained. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for a husband. Amen. You can read that whole chapter. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we stand up on our feet? Amen. Shall we sing this song? He's coming soon. Amen. What manner of people ought we to be, brother, sister? Amen. We see the things that are going on around us. Time is no more. Amen.
Amen.
And it has been spoken. It has to happen. Amen.
Amen.
He's coming soon. He's coming very soon with joy.